What do? When no one believes in you? What do? When the evidence all around you suggests you'll be stuck in this mess forever? What is it that can make you keep pushing forward?
When you're facing so many challenges, your inner conversation will be so loud, telling you that it's over. The dream is dead. The vision is gone. There's nothing left for you. When you hear that conversation rising in your mind, you've got to find that other voice, that real voice, that voice that says, there is still a way out of this. It is possible that I can get through this.
The vision is still intact. I have what it takes. I'm strong enough. I'm smart enough. I'm capable of great things. And great things are meant to happen to me.
I don't belong at the bottom. And I'm going to go all out to get out. I deserve the greatest. And all these challenges I'm facing right now, they won't stop me. They're nothing but temporary inconveniences.
You've got to speak to yourself positively day in and day out. People may think you're insane, but pay no attention to them. You block them out and you focus on yourself. Focusing all your energy and effort on things you're striving for. And as you convince yourself, telling yourself that you have everything it takes to win, that this is your time, this is your moment, and that you will not stop until you get what you rightfully should have, you will begin to see yourself doing better than ever before.
Take the leap of faith. Trust yourself and believe in yourself that everything is going to be all right.
Those people who can face rejection again and again and again, who can handle going through defeat again and again and again, and no matter what happens to them, they can keep coming back at it with a positive, uplifted attitude. These are the people who end up on top in life. They keep striving when everybody else is quitting.
And as you're continuing to fight, as you're pushing forward, as you're doing more than what is required or what anyone expects of you, you will begin to shock yourself of what you're capable of.
You can do more than you think you can. You can go further than you'd ever conceive is possible. You've got to build a bulletproof level of self-confidence that will never hold you back from reaching your full potential ever again. And of course, you'll have haters. People will try to kill your dreams. Anyone building something always does. But it's your job to shut them all up with your results. The best revenge in life is massive success.
I will not settle, even if I have to start over, even if it took longer than I expected, even if I had to make extra payments, even if I have to crawl on my hands and knees. I will not give up on my dream. I will not neutralize my tenacity. I will not give up on my integrity. I will fight every day of my life. If you knock me down, you're going to have to do it again tomorrow, because I'll get back up again. I will not go quietly away into the night. I can. I will. I must. I can get through this. I will get through this. I must get through this. No matter what happens to me, no matter how many times I land on my face, no matter the struggles that get thrown my way, I know without a shadow of a doubt, I can make it.
Every setback becomes a stepping stone. Every fall, a lesson learned. Every bit of the pain is nothing more than opportunities to showcase my resilience. With unwavering faith in myself and an unyielding spirit, I will rise above the storms. Reaching for the skies with a heart unburdened by doubt.
At some point, your faith has got to be tested. At some point, you've got to be tested by life. And nobody's coming to save you. So you've got to save yourself.
It's up to you to take responsibility for your life and realize that you are the determining factor of where you end up.
Your life is your movie. You can make your life a blockbuster smash hit or a flop.
It's your choice. You form your life by the decisions you make every day.
When you run up against a trial, do you back down or step up? If you keep hitting against those things that test you, if you don't give up in the process, if you keep looking for ways to win relentlessly, you will have an incredible breakthrough.
I want you to remind yourself constantly, no matter the trials that test my patience, no matter the mountains I must climb, no matter the storms that rage around me, I stand unshaken, a force to be reckoned with. I am the embodiment of determination, the personification of endurance, and I declare to the world with unbridled confidence that yes, I can make it, and I will make it.
If I can take it, I can make it.
If you can take it, you can make it.
If you can just keep believing, when nothing in you is working, when all your external forces have given way, if you can just manage to somehow keep hoping, you have a chance. You just can't become hopeless. If you can just keep hope alive, you can make it. Because if you keep hoping, it is really faith. You just gotta transpose it into, I hope this happened, to I believe this can happen.
Life is like a grindstone. It can polish you or it can pulverize you, depending on how you position yourself.
There's one side of pain that's the suffering and the discomfort side of pain. But then there's another side of pain that's called effort. It's called glory. It's called if you can find a way to push through pain, there's something greater on the other side of it.
Every time you find yourself saying that you can't do something, putting yourself down, being negative about you and the possibilities for you, you've got to literally catch yourself. And you've got to affirm to yourself, hey, no, I can make it. There's some way this can happen for me. You've got to remind yourself that you've got powers within you, talents within you, that you haven't even reached for yet. That once you give yourself an opportunity to try and to experiment with your life, to stretch, you'll find out you can do more than you can ever begin to imagine.
You've got to say yes, yes to my dreams, yes to me, yes I can. Doesn't matter how many failures I've made, doesn't matter how many mistakes I've endured, doesn't matter about what I've done, I can make it.
If you think it's going to be easy, if you think you're just going to get that business started without any trial or tribulation, forget about it. Don't even try to be successful. It's a wrap. It's not going to be easy, but I want you to feel that pain going through your body. And if pain leaves your body, guess what's going to take its place? Success. All roads to success, you got to go through pain. When you travel down success, you got to go through the road of pain, baby. I told you before, if it was easy, everybody would do it. No pain, no gain. I can get through this difficulty right now, through this pain. I can. You don't belong at the bottom, and it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be. The Bible says he was in a pig pen, and he came to himself, and he went home. Get your butt up. You are a royal priesthood. Get where you belong. Do what you're supposed to do. Live like you're supposed to live. I guarantee you, if you can outlast pain, if you can get through that pain, if you can outlast that discomfort, on the other side of it is success.
I know what it is to walk the floor and you don't know how you're going to make it when people no longer believe in you. And you got to say to yourself, when you fail again and again, they tell you no. Sometimes with tears in your eyes, it's possible. When life knocks you down, sometimes you have to take two steps backwards to go forward. When life stagger you, the thing that'll get you up on your knees, get you standing in the center of the ring and keep on fighting is, it's possible. If I just stand long enough, I can pull this off. I can do it. I'm putting it out here. I'm not going to rest until I have it. It's necessary. I'm going to do it. It's on me. No one's going to make it happen for me. I get some help and assistance, but I know that it's on me. Will it be easy? No, it's going to be harder, but it doesn't matter what it costs. Because whatever you have to do, it's worth it because it's your life's purpose. And once you know that, it is done.
Download this video and audio by becoming a member of BenLionelScott.com. Plus, get early access to all new content and hundreds of exclusive videos.